This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
It's time now for 4 minutes of live radio we call the Weekly Wrap, when we look back at the biggest news of the week. And joining us from New York is Lee Gallagher with Fortune Magazine. And right across the table from me here in D.C. is Sudeep Reddy with the Wall Street Journal. Hey, guys.
Hi, David.
Hi, David.
Well, Lee, I want to start with you. This was a big week for banks announcing earnings, and profits were down at J.P. Morgan. They were down at Bank of America. What was dragging them down last quarter?
It was a number of things, but a lot of it for all of them, well, for almost all of them, was a decline in trading revenue. That's been an issue for the whole quarter and will likely be an issue. But you saw some other things, too. I mean, you know, with B of A, there was mortgage origination also slowed. And there's, you know, that's obviously going to be an ongoing problem with the housing market still where it is. And so it was a number of things, but I would say trading for Citi, legal costs were a big issue. But trading was probably the most consistent headline.
Sudeep, we just heard about the fallout from the Swiss bank's decision to change the way that it's pegged its rate. Put this into some perspective for us, just sort of what this means for the health of the European economy writ large.
It's certainly a huge move. You don't see a move in a currency market like this and not take notice. Currency traders are going to be telling their grandchildren about a week like this decades from now. But for the bigger picture, it's all about central bankers trying to defend their own turf and guard against what their colleagues and their competitors are doing around the world. And that's a big challenge. The European Central Bank next week is going to likely engage in its round of bond buying, quantitative easing, just like the Federal Reserve has done here, just like the Bank of Japan has done. And that's going to have some incredible ripple effects. We're already seeing them, and central bankers are trying to respond in what is a brave new world of currency devaluation and competitive easing.
Lee, I've heard so much about the contrast here between the U.S. economy and the European economy. What is all of this, what's happened with Switzerland, with Europe, say about the strength of our economy today?
Well, we're really the safe port in the storm. I mean, of all of the major regional economic zones, we are the strongest. And so, you know, that has a lot of raises a lot of questions. But, you know, we didn't think just a few years ago we'd be in this position, that's for sure. But everything, I mean, you know, everything in our economy right now is humming along pretty well. You know, if you look at jobs, if you look at consumer confidence, obviously helped by oil prices, which is a major boon to consumers, even as the rest of the world agonizes about what it means. It's helping. It's one of a number of things helping our economy right now.
The agony and the ecstasy, I wanted to ask you, Sudeep, about that. I mean, we have oil now hovering below $50 a barrel. Have we reached a low point? Could it go even lower? And what could the fallout from that continue to be?
It will certainly go lower. We have not come to the bottom yet, and we have to see some further fallout in the industry. This is a true global stare down. It's Saudi Arabia versus the rest of the world, particularly the shale producers in the United States. It knows as a leading producer, Saudi Arabia isn't going to take the hit for this one. And it knows that shale producers can't hold up and are going to have to start cutting back. We've only seen the beginning of that. Some layoffs in the oil industry in the U.S., some cutbacks to investment, but you actually have to see production drop. And that's going to take a number of months before production drops. And once that happens, then you'll actually see the bottom for oil, and oil traders will be looking to the future. But right now, they're looking for the bottom.
Lee, we're here on a Friday ahead of a long weekend. Following that, the president delivers his sixth State of the Union address, and he's really been on a publicity blitz over these last few days, sort of laying out proposals he plans to bring up again in that speech. One was about sick leave and family leave. Do you think that these have any shot of appealing to politicians on both sides of the aisle? This might be something that Congress will take up.
I think it's unlikely. You know, in a Republican-controlled Congress, it's not a government what is seen as squeezing working families. But, you know, I think that this is a huge issue. It really is an important issue for our, you know, for working families, and also just for the achievement of women in the workplace. One thing I would actually like to see is paternity leave, which isn't talked about much, but which is actually on the decline these days. So all of these things help create, you know, a healthy, productive workplace for families and for women in particular.
Lee Gallagher with Fortune Magazine and Sudeep Reddy with The Wall Street Journal. Thank you both very much, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, David.
Thanks.